In the mid-50s, two men knocked over a kerosene stove during a fight at a concert. After fleeing the blaze, the guitar player realized he left his beloved Gibson inside. B.B. King then ran in and saved it. He later learned that the fight was over a woman named Lucille, and ever since, his guitars have borne that name. You can find Lucille at the Hard Rock in Hollywood, Florida. Thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history can be found at Hard Rock cafes, casinos, and hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.
Little Stevens Underground Garage's coolest conversations, presented by Hard Rock Cafe, hosted by the Mighty Manfred.
It's time for your coolest conversations podcast in Little Stevens Underground Garage, presented by Hard Rock. I'm the Mighty Manfred. Thanks for listening, and please remember to follow and subscribe, rate, and review. My guest today is Havana Winner, 16-year-old singer and actress, viral star of TikTok and YouTube. She's issued three singles earlier this year, and she's since been signed to Steven Van Zandt's Wonderwall Records imprint. However, her most recent coolest song in the world is a holiday tune, Daddy's Kissing Santa. We'll lend an ear to a bit of that, and afterwards, I'll be on the line with Havana for our Coolest Conversations podcast presented by Hard Rock here in Little Steven's Underground Garage. Manfred here for your coolest conversations. And today I am chatting with Havana Winner, 16-year-old artist, actress, and influencer who sings this week's coolest song in the world, Daddy's Kissing Santa. Hello, Havana.
Hello.
Well, I read that you were born in Oslo in Norway, spending summers in Spain, and moved to Los Angeles at age 9. Where do you call home now?
Well, that's hard to say because I love both places so much, but Norway will forever be my first home.
Well, what is the thing about spending summers in Spain? What was the connection to Spain growing up?
Well, I am half Spanish. My dad's part of the family. We would be a lot in Ibiza and Madrid during the summers. And yeah, I love Spain so much.
That's great. So during the pandemic, you were in Norway or were you in Los Angeles?
I was in Norway, actually, for a year and a half.
And then after the pandemic, it was Hello Hollywood.
Yeah. In November, we moved back here.
Well, I know you have an interest in both singing and acting. Were you pursuing those things prior to your success on, like, TikTok?
Yes. I've always been working on music. Well, I've been working on music since I was 11 years old, and I just now recently began to release. And then I've always loved acting. I've started doing a lot of auditions. And then I was in some plays for acting school when I was younger, and some school plays too, so.
The TikTok thing, what was the first one that went viral? What were you doing in it?
Well, the one that went really viral was just a random dance to a song called Roses.
And do you have any idea what it was about that particular dance or maybe match with that song that had it go viral?
You know, sometimes it just happens with the most randomest videos. That was the case for this one.
So you had this interest in singing and acting and you were pursuing those things, and then the good fortune of the stuff taken off on
TikTok, I saw someplace, I guess this was a couple years ago, and tied into some of the success you were having. Did that result in like bullying? Were people bullying you at your, were you going to school?
Yeah, I did have a tough time, like end of elementary school and beginning of middle school. And then I became homeschooled. My mom put me in homeschooling, which I'm very grateful for.
Yeah. Well, my gosh, this year you've had 3 singles out, not including the Christmas song, Daddy's Kissing Santa, which is our coolest song in the world this week. And let me run down those other singles. They include Heaven to Me, Rain, Rain, Go Away, and Hollywood Forever. And we'll take a listen to Rain, Rain, Go Away in a couple of minutes. But the other thing I know is that our very own Stevie Van Zandt has taken an interest in your career. He signed you to his Wonderwall imprint. Can you tell me some about how all that came together, how you met Stevie, how he found out about you, and how you wound up working with him?
Yeah, well, I met Stevie a long time ago, actually, when he was filming Lilyhammer. So I met him through that, and yeah, Stevie's great. I love working with him.
And so have you worked directly with him yet in the studio, or you've worked with other producers, and then he's sort of given feedback? What's the process?
I have been in the studio with him once, yes.
And so what did you think of how he worked in the studio?
It was amazing. It was so fun.
So our coolest song of the world this week, I mentioned, is Daddy's Kissing Santa. I was looking at the liner notes for that, and I saw your name on there. What was your contribution?
Well, when we were in the studio, when we were making the song, I was like, you know, I want to make something relatable, a relatable Christmas song, you know, that people would want to relate to and listen to. And so I thought of like chaotic Christmas family, you know, and then the writers just began writing, and I always pitch in with ideas, and like everybody in the room pitches in with ideas. That's just how it goes in the studio. And then we all loved it, and it was really, really fun in the studio.
Well, I know you've got a lot of great memories about Norway, you were saying. Well, can you explain, like, are there any big differences between how one celebrates Christmas in Norway versus how we celebrate here in the U.S.?
Well, in Norway, we usually celebrate on the 24th, and then the 25th is the first day of Christmas, and then it's the second day and the third day, which I don't really know if that's any different from here. That's just how my mom and I do it. I actually don't really know how different the Christmases are.
Well, here it's all on the 25th. People get together on Christmas Eve, and they do family things, but you know, the real day is the 25th. So what did you ask for Christmas for this year?
I really want Uggs.
What are they? Any particular color?
Yeah, like a beige camel color.
Well, so you got your main thing for the list. Are you feeling pretty certain that you're on the nice list then, that you think that you'll get this?
Yes, I'm pretty certain I'm on the nice list.
You know, there's a cinematic quality to the videos you've done so far, and a great sense of even sly humor in ones like Hollywood Forever and Daddy's Kissing Santa. How important is it to you to tie the song and the music to the presentation that you have in a video?
Well, you know, I love all retro stuff. I think it's really cool. Like, for example, in Daddy's Kissing Santa Claus, it's all like back in the 80s. And then for Hollywood Forever, it's back in the 50s, you know, and I just like to bring little hints of retro into my music.
You know, I want to ask you, you kind of touched on this, the answer to them. This whole idea of retro, what is retro?
Well, retro to me is iconic, vintage-ish movies and music.
So it's the coolest elements of different types of eras.
Yes.
Is there like an aesthetic or a look, like whether it's fashion or architecture or these other things, or is it more tied to direct like performing arts, music, cinematic things?
I mean, I think it could really go to anything. It can get into fashion and music and even acting. I feel like it can really go with anything.
So filmmakers like Quentin Tarantino, Robert Rodriguez, Tim Burton, those are all, those guys all are inspirations to you then, right?
Or,
Yeah. Well, what is your favorite Tarantino movie?
Oh, I have so many different ones. But I love Pulp Fiction, obviously. It's a classic.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping you were going to say. That's pretty happening. Well, let's talk some about this single Rain Rain Go Away. That is your debut single. We're going to take a listen to it in a moment. This song is written by Ryan Bisco. I understand that he's written songs for like Shaylin and a boy band called Pretty Much.
Yeah.
How did you get involved with this, your debut single?
Well, I've known Ryan for a long time, and I wanted something dark and vampire-y because I love vampire movies, and one that I really love is The Lost Boys. And so, like, I brought in some cool ideas from the movie to the music video. My mom and I did that. Yeah, and then the song, I loved it, so I wanted to release it, and I think Ryan did an amazing job.
Well, the video for it, I will say it has a surprise ending, so I don't want to give that away exactly. So looking ahead to next year, what are some of the plans?
Well, next year there will be some new songs and something else that I cannot share.
Okay. Well, that is, you are teasing us for the next year. That makes 2023 very exciting.
Yes.
Well, for now then, I have to say thank you so much for chatting with me today on our Coolest Conversations.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I want you to have a lovely Christmas and holiday.
Thank you so much. You too.
We're going to take a listen now to Rain Rain Go Away. It's Havana Winter in Little Steven's Underground Garage.
Say all the things you wanna say to me, just say it. I can handle all the bad you bring, make way for all the jealousy from enemies. Say you'll stay, but they'll all leave. I can't wait to find my peace. I see the villains on the outside, I watch them stare until the sunrise. They can run, but they cannot hide, 'cause I've been running all my damn life. Rain, rain, go away. Take my breath away. Let me pass away from all my mistakes. Rain, rain, go away. I've been feeling empty. Hope you all forgive me when the rain is ending.
Rain, rain, go away. That is some of the debut single from Havana Winter here in Little Steven's Underground Garage. She's since signed to Stevie Van Zandt's Wonderwall Records imprint. This is the Mighty Manfred, and thanks again to Havana for speaking with me today on our Coolest Conversations. Thanks also to Sammy Semenza for producing our podcast. Contemporary Swedish garage rock and rollers Stupidity. They've got a new holiday single out now called Reindeer Twist. And joining me to talk about it is their frontman and lead singer, Ernez. That's your next Coolest Conversations podcast presented by Hard Rock here in Little Steven's Underground Garage.
Buddy, you're a boy. Make a big noise playing in the street. I'm gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place.
Some things are better when they rock. The Seminole Hard Rock Hotels and Casinos rock around the clock with nonstop casino action, rooms fit for the king, pools, spas, restaurants, and clubs for every taste and temptation. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Tampa or Hollywood, Florida. We will rock you.